The Madman's Narrative. We have far too many possible ways to interpret past events for our own good. Consider the behavior of paranoid people. I have had the privilege to work with colleagues who have hidden paranoid disorders that come to the surface on occasion. When the person is highly intelligent, he can astonish you with the most far-fetched yet completely plausible interpretations of the most innocuous remark. If I say to them, "I am afraid that," in reference to an undesirable state of the world, they may interpret it literally, that I am experiencing actual fright, and it triggers an episode of fear on the part of the paranoid person. Someone hit with such a disorder can muster the most insignificant of details and construct an elaborate and coherent theory of why there is a conspiracy against him. And if you gather, say, 10 paranoid people, all in the same state of episodic delusion, the 10 of them will provide 10 distinct yet coherent interpretations of events. When I was about 7, my school teacher showed us a painting of an assembly of impecunious Frenchmen in the Middle Ages at a banquet held by one of their benefactors, some benevolent king, as I recall. They were holding the soup bowls to their lips. The school teacher asked me why they had their noses in the bowls, and I answered, "Because they were not taught manners." She replied, "Wrong. The reason is that they are hungry." I felt stupid at not having thought of this, but I could not understand what made one explanation more likely than the other, or why we weren't both wrong. There was no or little silverware at the time, which seems the most likely explanation. Beyond our perceptional distortions, there is a problem with logic itself. How can someone have no clue, yet be able to hold a set of perfectly sound and coherent viewpoints that match the observations and abide by every single possible rule of logic? Consider that two people can hold incompatible beliefs based on the exact same data. Does this mean that there are possible families of explanations and that each of these can be equally perfect and sound? Certainly not. One may have a million ways to explain things, but the true explanation is unique, whether or not it is within our reach.